Sar Paulus, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, Jim, the deal is, coming to work on Monday is going to be optional. I'll just put it this way, because the Powerball jackpot is set to be the world's biggest ever lotto prize, $1.6 billion, and I've got tickets, and I plan on winning. And if so, I'm going to declare an off day for you on Monday.
I like it.
$1.6 billion. And I was trying to think if I've even seen anything close to that.
I don't know how many zeros that is, but
it's a lot.
It's probably enough to buy a new house, buy a couple of new cars, and take a nice long vacation, I would think.
Yeah, like a round-the-world cruise.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, yeah. I'm blown away by that. And somebody called me and said, I got you some tickets. I said, do I have to share? Anyway, $1.6 billion, and that is tomorrow. Do we know what time tomorrow? I mean, is it usually like at night or during the day?
I think it's like at 8 o'clock at night is when they do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I'm blown away, though, by the sheer dollar value, $1.6 billion.
And I'm sure the tax agencies are hoping to get their share as well of that.
You mean the IRS and 87,000 new agents?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got to keep them busy.
I guess so. Anyway, coming up, Ron. And by the way, I will share if I do win. I will share. But there'll probably be a guest host on Monday. I'm just because I probably will not be working that day.
I hope you win.
I hope so, too. Ron Futrell will join us, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. The Raiders are in Florida already, getting ready for their date with the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll talk with Ron Futrell about that and the World Series, Game 6 tomorrow in Houston. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell says Iran is cracking down on domestic dissent while ignoring calls to return to a 2015 nuclear deal.
The negotiations are in a stalemate. There is nothing new. But the thing that we have to differentiate, our strong support to the demonstrators and especially to the women, the courageous women in Iran, and the need to try to Iran becoming a nuclear power.
Also at townhall.com, the United Nations General Assembly voting to overwhelmingly condemn the U.S. embargo on Cuba.
On a giant screen set up outside a Havana University building, students watched a vote, as well as a speech by Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez denouncing the embargo. Next, the results come in. A majority wanting the blockade gone. Cuban government official Joana Tablada says this is a victory for the people of Cuba, for their resistance and capacity to reinvent themselves and to fight for their dream of social justice and freedom. General Assembly resolutions are not legally binding and are unenforceable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking at a Save America rally in Sioux City, Iowa, former President Trump says Republicans will be fighting for public school reform if they take back Congress in the midterm elections. He also had high praise for Governor Kim Reynolds for her fiscal policies in the Hawkeye State. Employees are finding out who is targeted for layoffs at Twitter. As new owner Elon Musk overhauls the social platform, the company says employees would be given the news today if they had been laid off. A higher finish on Wall Street, the Dow up 403 points today, the NASDAQ adding 132. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. We've been working very hard on an amazing new docuseries called Border Battle. It chronicles the horrifying conditions on America's southern border. What you are going to see in Border Battle will blow your mind. It's amazing. First-hand interviews, incredible commentary, straight up on the front lines. We've worked very hard on this from Turning Point USA, and we are exposing the border crisis. Available exclusively on SalemNow.com. Produced by Turning Point USA. Available at SalemNow.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Catherine Cortez Masto's been caught in lie after lie, blanketing our state with ads even the liberal mainstream media calls false and misleading. I'm Adam Laxalt. Catherine Cortez Masto's claims about me just don't hold up. I've never been a lobbyist in my life, and I was the first attorney general to take on Big Pharma, hold them accountable for the opioid crisis, and win. Catherine Cortez Masto is running on lies because her record is nothing but failure. She votes with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. And the result? Higher prices, higher crime, open borders. I fought for America in Iraq. I fought for Nevada as Attorney General. Now I'm fighting for my family and yours. We have to save America from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a busy Summerlin intersection is going to be shut down this weekend for what's being called emergency pavement repairs. NDOT officials say a short stretch of West Charleston at the 215 Beltway is going to be closed in both directions from 10 o'clock tonight until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Transportation officials say recent analysis showed greater than expected pavement deterioration in that area. The ramps are also going to be closed. That's 10 o'clock tonight until 10 a.m. tomorrow, West Charleston at the 215 Beltway. Also, tomorrow's Formula One Fan Fest is going to mean a temporary closure on Las Vegas Boulevard. The free all-day event happens from 11 in the morning until 11 in the evening. That's in front of Caesar's Palace. That includes a live car run on the strip. Formula One stars Lewis Hamilton, Sergio Perez, and George Russell are going to be taking part in that live car demonstration. And it calls for the full closure of the strip. That's going to be between Spring Mountain and Harmon between 3:30 tomorrow afternoon and 8 o'clock at night. The Fan Fest includes interactive displays and Formula One racing cars.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And right now on the roadways, a couple of crashes working. Westbound Desert Inn, that's at the 15th interchange. Westbound Charleston at Rainbow. And remember, only one lane is available as you transition from Interstate 215 West, merging to Interstate 15 North.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Time to take a break from politics and talk about something that all of us can talk about, and that is the Raiders. I said earlier, I think last hour, that they laid an egg in New Orleans. But it was worse than that. It was horrible. A guy that had to sit through and watch all of it and then cut it up and edit it, Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. He joins us now. Ron, how did you survive last Sunday? I'm just curious.
I have people who do that for me.
Oh, okay, how lovely.
Me in front of the editing machine getting it done, but... and I don't want it to go back into politics again with you here, but I've been busy Friday, been driving around because I don't know if you know today's the last day of early voting.
Yes.
And I've got to get as many votes in as I can. I've stopped by a dozen different places. I lost track.
You voted at them all. You voted at all of them.
Try to vote. Yeah. Sometimes I give them my name. I'll give names of people I know that have moved. I just chicken scratch a signature. It's pretty easy because – I don't know if you know, here in Nevada, you don't need an ID, and you can mail vote. I think you can vote on Facebook and Twitter. I think you
can
tweet a vote, and you can just tweet. And yeah, I think that's where
wild.
We're going to. So you just try to get as many, as you can. I mean,
but I think you and I will agree. Everybody needs to get to the polls either today for early voting or next Tuesday. Of course, Tuesday you're going to have lines. A lot of people like to vote on Election Day. Are you an Election Day voter, or do you vote?
I am some years. This year I voted first day of early voting.
In the wind. You and me did the same thing. Yeah. I was at Desert Breeze Park. Where'd you vote?
No, and Albertson's at Charleston and Town Center.
Oh, nice.
And I do like going in there, and I love the people that are working the polls, by the way. Let me say that in advance. And I always show my ID. And they'll tell me, you don't need your ID. I said, no, you need, I know, but here's my ID.
Humor me.
Because you should have to show an ID to vote. And that's pretty basic. But anyway, we've lost the basics long ago, unfortunately. But we can get it back. Let's hope.
Well, let's hope it works.
I'm not saying how I voted. I'm not saying.
Yes.
Get it back the same way. I'm hoping we get body cam footage from that horrific Paul Pelosi attack.
Yeah. We get body cam footage on everything. TMZ gets it, for crying out loud, and yet we can't get it for something like this with Paul Pelosi. Go figure.
As a journalist, I want that. I want to hear the initial 911 call, and also that we deserve that, don't we? Shouldn't we have? We should have already had it, by the way. So, but that's me as a journalist speaking right there. That I want disclosure. I want information. I want this stuff that is basically always put out there. Why? And if we're not getting the body cam footage, why?
Yeah. Somebody good. Good question.
Anyway. So that's all.
Okay.
But yes, getting all that done on a Friday is pretty busy. And let's see what else. Raiders. No, listen. That's. I thought this was when we talked last Friday. Like, this is a game they got to win to be able to get back on track.
Yeah.
Not only did they not win, they looked horrific. They looked horrible. They didn't leave this one to chance. It was over early.
Ron. I'm curious though. This trip to Florida early, leaving after the game last Sunday and going directly to Florida, not coming home and then going to Florida. Was that pre-planned, or was it just we wouldn't let them back in town?
No, McCarran, and I did call it McCarran.
There you go.
McCarran Airport was closed, and they couldn't get in. and it's no, this was pre-planned at the start of the season when they're doing their schedule, and they were planning on having this, and they sort of needed that to stay out of town for a little while. Number one, also, hopefully they get together and do a little soul searching here and figure out where this season is going. Because if they can't beat Jacksonville, and this is two poor, bad football teams, 2-5, 2-6 record going at it, you know, four wins amongst both of them. And if they can't beat Jacksonville, they're favored, then season's over, essentially.
Let me ask you, though, it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to not get the football past the 50-yard line until the final minutes of play. I mean, there's something was wrong. You looked at the tape, and you probably looked at the tape more than once. Tell me what you saw.
They were beaten by a much better team that had only two wins prior to that as well, a team that wasn't very good. Okay, this was not a – it's not like the Saints are scaring anybody this year, and they had half – their top players were out of that game. Everything was out of sync. It was like the Saints knew their game plan, and maybe that's part of the problem. They're a little bit too transparent. I get it that Josh McDaniels will surprise people every once in a while with a fake punt that didn't work in this game, and things like that. But it was almost like New Orleans saw what they were doing, and that speaks to coaching right there from start to finish. Is that they were a little too transparent. They've tried an end around. They did it again this game. And every game they try it one time with an end around with Devontae Adams that has never worked. I've never seen that thing succeed yet. I mean, maybe it will at some point. But they're doing something to telegraph that play, because it seems like teams know. Devontae did have one catch in the game for 3 yards, a short little screen pass that went for nothing. But – it was every play you could look at two or three players who didn't execute. So I shouldn't put it all in coaching, but there were two or three players who, every play that didn't hit the block. You could see it didn't do this, didn't do that they were supposed to do on certain plays. And, well, you're not going to win football games like that. You're not going to win games. And so it is now as – I'll make a transition. As poorly as they are playing, the Knights are playing the lights out right now.
Wow. And we will get to that. But I want to ask you, though, in looking at, like, the post-game news conferences and the midweek news conferences with Josh McDaniels. Is there any evidence at all that he's getting snarly or snarky or that the pressure is on him to win? Because he has something to prove here. He has something to prove here in Las Vegas.
No, he is not at all that. I mean, it would sort of be fun to see that a little bit. He almost has a laissez-faire attitude in the press conferences. Now, I don't expect him to jump up and down
but you've seen
jerk like Belichick.
But I was just going to say, because his former boss and he had a ringside seat for watching Belichick get snarky and snarly and nasty to the media. But you say he hasn't done it yet?
No, absolutely not. And I think the media has been pretty kind to him. I don't think any of us have really gone at him yet. You know, we'll ask questions, but that need to be asked. But nobody's been, hey, is your job on the line and that sort of stuff. And Mark Davis earlier this week said, you know, that no, he's safe. His job's not on the line and everything's fine. He's my guy for years to come. Okay, and he does deserve. I mean, let's go here. I mean, it is way too early to talk about job on the line type of thing. Fans aren't happy. Players, here's what I found interesting from some of the news conferences and the reaction from fans, because you can see it on YouTube. I have a YouTube page where I have put all the post-game news conferences on, and the players will laugh and joke during the post-game news conferences at times, you know, and because you can't expect them all the time to be angry. You can't be that all the time and disappointed and down and depressed over losing a game. But and the fans will go on there and they will snipe at the players for laughing and joking. And it seems like me almost, and this could be true of all sports, not just this Raiders team this year, that the fans are more passionate sometimes than the actual athletes and coaches that are out there on the field. And this is not shocking news. I think it's sort of the case. The fans, the players, it's a business. They're making a lot of money. They're doing what they're doing. Yeah, they do want to win. But in the end, they still got to go home and be with their family and live a normal life as much as they can. The fans seem almost more angry about the losses than the players at times, which is, I get that. I understand that. I've never been that passionate of a fan of any team, you know, that I'm at that level, but I've seen Raiders fans and I know what they're like and I know they are. And I'm not ripping them for that. That just is what it is.
I'm curious, what has to change offensively? I mean, not getting the ball past, the 50-yard line, that's unthinkable. But being shut out in the National Football League, it hardly ever happens.
Oh, no, it's pretty rare. This quarterback, I said it early in the season, this quarterback does not match the offensive line, Derek Carr. They've got a big disconnect there. And you can put the blame on either one if you want. I don't know. I don't care which one you want to blame. You could blame Derek Carr for not being mobile enough, but he is what he is. He's a pocket passer for the most part, not somebody that's going to go outside and scramble. And we have an offensive line, the Raiders do. I say we, you know, the Raiders have an offensive line that isn't fit to be able to protect a pocket passer. It's clear that they can't do that. So now you got to figure out where you're going to go with that for the long term. Now, it did work the game before this. Okay, it worked out pretty well against Houston when you had Josh Jacobs being able to run the ball. So Josh was able to run the ball like a madman, and so the defense could not pin their ears back and just rush the quarterback. New Orleans, they didn't care. They stopped Josh Jacobs, and they pinned their ears back and rushed the quarterback. Prior to this game against the Saints were 31st in the league. They gave up an average of 29 points per game. Wow. And there are only 32 teams. So when you're 31st, that's pretty bad shape.
I would say so.
And they shut the Raiders out. So, you know, speak to that, you know, where that is. It's not like they were playing the 85 Bears on defense, you know, with Mike Singletary there as a linebacker. It wasn't like they were doing that. They were playing a pretty poor defensive team that shut them out. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anything what has to change offensively? And then I need to move on, but I want to get to this.
Yeah.
You watched that whole thing, and it was awful. It was tough to watch. What has to change offensively?
Yeah, well, there's the trading deadline happened, you know, earlier this week on Tuesday, so they can't change anything this season. So they're done. They have what they have right now, and this is it for this season. But they have to figure out if what they're going to do offensively. If they're going to get a quarterback that's going to be a scrambling quarterback. Well, they had one as a backup, and Marcus Mariota. It'd sort of be fun to see what he could do. He's doing well in Atlanta right now, though. He left, you know, the Raiders didn't pay him, and he took off. And there were times where I thought, you know, it'd be fun to see what a scrambling quarterback could do, because you guys don't have much of an offensive line here. And they tried it occasionally on plays. They'd put him in for one or two plays that was usually successful. But they've got to figure for next season as they sit there and draft whether they're going to, number one, keep Derek Carr if they're going to do that, and then build an offensive line that can protect him. Or the harder thing to do, and I don't know, that the first thing I said is pretty hard, but the harder thing to do is find then a great scrambling quarterback that can match this offensive line, that can be a little more mobile back there. You know, it makes, I don't know, the offensive line of Miami is not that good, but they got Tua Tagovailoa back there. Wow, did I say his name right?
Wait, first try, by the way. Wow. It was good.
Tagovailoa? I was going to say Manu Tuiasosopo, but yeah. That's old school.
That's easy.
Seattle,
that's an easy
Seattle
one.
Seahawks. Oh, one time, I'll give a quick story. I'm in Yakima doing sports there, and I studied hard to get the name Tuiasosopo, to say it right on air. And no. And so when I went on air, I said Manny Tuiasosopo. Well, his name is Manu Tuiasosopo.
It was
so
close.
I got the last name right, but I screwed up the easy one, which was his first name, and I called him Manny.
I love it.
So no, that's what they got to do in the offseason, because next, you know, we might be, when we talk next Friday, we might be talking about next season.
Yeah.
You know, and sort of we are already. But they've got to figure out what they're going to do. The defense is, for the Raiders, as long as they've been in Vegas now, they've never, and Oakland, let's go back 4 or 5 years there, they've always had a lower-tier defense. The defense has always been, in the last 6 years, 7 years for the Raiders, has been in the bottom quarter of the league. And they're still there again. They don't have a great defense. Chandler Jones has done, he has half a sack now. You know, they gave him all that big money to come here from Arizona. He's done virtually nothing with his team. And that's a big disappointment right there defensively. And that's really hurt this team. Max Crosby's doing his job. You got Divine Diablo leading the team in tackles and linebacker. And so there's players that are showing up. Denzel Perryman doing well as linebacker. But they're really hurting. And they're running. They are running to Chandler Jones' side because he just is. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get why he's been so ineffective this year, but it that he is.
Well, let me ask you, as bad as the Raiders have been, I got to tell you, Golden Knights, they look like we ought to just give them the Stanley Cup and start engraving the names on it now, because these guys look unbeatable.
The funny thing is the two best teams right now in the NHL, Boston and Vegas, Vegas took Boston's coach last year, Bruce Cassidy, and Boston got a new coach, and they're rocking without Bruce Cassidy. They're doing a great job, but Cassidy always was a good regular season coach. Now we can start talking about, is this team going to be a Stanley Cup playoff team? Yeah, they should make the playoffs. Now, they didn't last year, but this team is just playing so well and so much fun to watch. The way they're winning in overtime goals that are crazy goals. Theodore got one the other day. Eichel got one. Stone got one. Late game goals and that sort of – and overtime. So this is a fun, exciting team to try. They're now 2-0 on this road trip. They got a 5-game road trip they're in the middle of, and they're 2-0 right now on this road trip. They've only lost 2 games this season. I think they're 10-2 right now is my math. So that being said – It'll be fun to see that this system. Now they're using two goalies, and I like this system of taking a Logan Thompson, the kid, the rookie guy from he played enough games last year, so he's technically not a rookie, but essentially he is. Logan Thompson now has less than 30 NHL games underneath him. He's playing great. Aiden Hill, the guy they got from San Jose, has turned out to be a very good goalie as well. And so, yeah, I'm going to soon start shifting gears to go, okay, it's one thing to win in this league during the regular season. What can you do during the Stanley Cup playoffs? And that will be the real test coming up. But right now they are passing all the tests with stars, with five stars, with golden stars, put whatever you want.
I love it.
They're doing it.